1 Kings, chapter 7. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. He built also the house of the forest of Lebanon. The length of it was 100 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits, upon 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams upon the pillars, and it was covered with cedar above on the beams, that lay upon 45 pillars, 15 in a row. And there were windows in 3 rows, and light was against light in 3 ranks. And all the doors and posts were square with the windows, and the light was against light in 3 ranks. And he made a porch of pillars. The length of it was 50 cubits, and the breadth of it 30 cubits. And the porch was in front of them, and the other pillars and the thick beams were in front of them. Then he made a porch for the throne, where he might judge, the porch of judgment. And it was covered with cedar from one side of the floor to the other. And his house, where he dwelt, had another court within the porch, which was of the like work. Solomon made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken for a wife, like to this porch. All these were of costly stones, according to the measures of huge stones, sawed with saws inside and outside, even from the foundation to the coping, and so on the outside toward the great court. And the foundation was of costly stones, even great stones, stones of 10 cubits, and even great stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits, and above costly stones, after the measures of huge stones and cedars. And the great court round about was with 3 rows of huge stones, and a row of cedar beams, both for the inner court of the house of Yahweh and for the porch of the house. And King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. He was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and wrought all his work. For he cast 2 pillars of brass, of 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits did compass either of them around. And he made 2 capiters of molten brass, to set upon the tops of the pillars. The height of the 1 capiter was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capiter 5 cubits. And nets of checker work, and wreaths of chain work, for the capiters which were upon the top of the pillars, 7 for the 1 capiter, 7 for the other capiter. And then he made the pillars, and 2 rows round about upon the 1 network, to cover the capiters that were upon the top, with pomegranates, and so did he for the other capiter. And the capiters that were upon the top of the pillars were of lily work in the porch, 4 cubits. And the capiters upon the 2 pillars had pomegranates also above, over against the belly, which was by the network. And the pomegranates were 200 in rows round about upon the other capiter. And he set up the pillars in the porch of the temple, and he set up the right pillar, and called the name of it Yachin. And he set up the left pillar, and called the name of it Boaz. And upon the top of the pillars was lily work, so was the work of the pillars finished. And he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from the 1 brim to the other. It was round all about, and his height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under the brim of it round about there were knops compassing it, 10 in a cubit, compassing the sea round about. The knops were cast in 2 rows when it was cast. And it stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward. And it was a handbreadth thick, and the brim of it was wrought like the brim of a cup, with flowers of lilies, and it contained 2,000 baths. And he made 10 bases of brass. 4 cubits was the length of 1 base, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, and 3 cubits the height of it. And the work of the bases was set on this manner. They had borders, and the borders were between the ledges, and on the borders that were between the ledges were lions and oxen and cherubims, and upon the ledges there was a base above, and beneath the lions and oxen were certain additions made of thin work. And every base had 4 brazen wheels and plates of brass. And the 4 corners of it had undersetters. And under the layer were undersetters molten at the side of every addition. And the mouth of it Inside the capiter and above was a cubit, but the mouth of it was round after the work of the base, a cubit and a half, and also upon the mouth of it were gravings with their borders, four square, not round. And under the borders were four wheels, and the axle trees of the wheels were joined to the base, and the height of the wheel was a cubit and a half.
And under the borders were four wheels, and the axles of the wheels were joined to the base, and the height of a wheel was a cubit and a half. And the wheels were made in the manner of a chariot wheel. Their axles and their rims and their spokes and their hubs were all molten. And there were four supports to the four corners of one base, and the supports were of the very base itself. And in the top of the base, a round circle of half a cubit in height, and on the top of the base, the ledges of it and the borders of it were of the same height. For on the plates of the ledges of it and the borders of it, he engraved cherubims, lions, and palm trees according to the proportion of every one, and additions round about. In this manner he made the ten bases. All of them had one casting, one measure, one size. Then he made ten basins of brass. One basin contained 40 baths, and every basin was 4 cubits, and upon every one of the 10 bases, one basin. And he put 5 bases on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house, and he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward over against the south. And Hiram made the basins and the shovels and the bowls. And so Hiram made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. The two pillars, the two bowls of the capiters that were on the top of the two pillars, and the two networks to cover the two bowls of the capiters which were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the two networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for one network to cover the two bowls of the capiters that were upon the pillars, and the 10 bases, and the 10 basins on the bases, and 1 sea, and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, and all these vessels which Hiram made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarthon. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because they were exceeding many, neither was of the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh. The altar of gold and the table of gold whereupon the shewbread was, and the candlesticks of pure gold, 5 on the right and 5 on the left, before the oracle, and the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house of the temple. So was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of Yahweh. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels did he put among the treasures of the house of Yahweh. End of chapter 7.